The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, I'm well. How about yourself?
I am doing well here in the middle of November. We are smack dab in the middle of November. A couple weeks before we start throwing some turkey down our gullet.
Yep.
I had some the other day. I tell you what, a little warm-up for Thanksgiving. What are you shaking your head for?
Nah, you gotta wait.
Yeah, I had some. It was awesome.
Good.
Well, looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, and as you said, Doug, we're halfway through November, and, you know, Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away, and it's late this year. So, you know, by the time we drop the fork, if you will, it'll be December.
You know, my wife told me the other day, she said, don't forget, the weekend after Thanksgiving, we got to start to put the Christmas decorations up. Yeah. And I'm typically like, she would always want to do it the weekend after Thanksgiving. And to me, that's typically too early. But now, no, it's not, right? Because what's Thanksgiving, what's 27th or something? What is the date?
I think 28th, but don't hold
me
to it.
Yeah, whatever. Yep. So, yeah, you're right. So, December's right there. So, we're going to be, we are charging to the end of the year here, Michael.
Yeah, we are. And that's the big thing. And, you know, now, if you look at the year, how it played out, right, we kept talking about getting through the summer, and September, October could always be volatile. And of course, we had the big election, you know, in November this year. Now there's really nothing on the calendar but the holidays to the end of the year. So it is kind of a sprint to the wire here. And you know, when you get into all these crazy calculations too, of like, you know, when you back out the holidays, how many actual trading days are left, you know, back out the weekends. It's a lot quicker than what everybody's anticipating at this point.
It really is. And you know, Mike, I'm going to be very interested to see how the end of the year plays out. And what I mean by that is it's turned out to be a pretty darn gone good year in the investment arena out there. And, you know, some of our, you know, some of the managers that we use, and I mean, they've really had, you know, what I consider excellent years. And I'm going to be interested to see how it plays out into the end of the year, where there'll be additional buying and move the market further forward, or will there be, you know, kind of like, let's just kind of take it easy and coast into the end of the year? I know what my gut tells me. What does your gut tell you?
I'm not sure. I'm usually very positive this time of the year. Usually is a positive time of year, but the only thing with the election, what I feel is going on now, people are trying to read the tea leaves and saying, well, it's going to be good for this sector of companies. It's going to be bad for that sector. And they kind of did it this week, too, with some appointments that are going on. Oh, well, this person's in charge of that. It means it's good. It means it's going to be bad for this sector. So I don't know. I really don't. I'd say positive if I had to put a guess.
I'm going to say positive because of what I think is going to happen. And this is just our opinion, folks. So, you know, it's the, you know, don't take this and throw it into your, you know, your quiver and run with it and say this is gospel, this is our opinion. I think I have got a reason to support it, but I think that the market's going to run up pretty strong at the end of the year here, because I think that the managers are going to put more money to work to move the market forward to improve their numbers for the year.
Maybe, hope so. Yeah, maybe. You know, we'll see. The other thing that I want to talk about the year, though, a little bit is that, like you said, it's a very positive, strong year so far. And so was 2023, right? And that came off the heels of a bad 2022. So what we've seen here now, looking at a three-year body of work, was we had that negative year in 2022, and markets roared back in 23 and 24 as we head into 2025. And, you know, every year, right, there's always a forecast, a challenge, all those words, right? I mean, what's it going to be? How's the economy doing? Is it going to keep moving forward? Are we cutting interest rates? Is inflation going to stick around? Who knows? So for a person listening to that, that's a lot of verbiage, right? And okay, well, what are you saying? Higher, lower inflation, that's bad. Interest lower, that's good. You know, what do they do? What should they be doing by this little weekly economic chat that you and I have?
Well, you know, Mike, when one of my concerns with the market is the market's like pretty expensive right now, okay? Yeah. And the market has been propelled forward by growth-based companies for a long time now, a very long time now. And what that has led to is people becoming way too passive with their investments. And there's been, you know, when there's been a pullback, there's been a quick recovery. And that's not historically normal. Yeah. And when you go and you look at more towards the value-oriented investments out there, they haven't participated as much. They've done fine, but they haven't participated as much relative to the growth side of it. So I think that at some point in the not-too-distant future, you're going to see a rotation out of the really growth-oriented holdings, and you're going to see a rotation towards some value-oriented. But I think that the average person out there really doesn't understand that, and they could get left behind or have a negative impact on their portfolio without some attention being paid to it.
Yeah, and really to kind of summarize that a little bit, if you will, Doug, is what you're saying is that just because markets go up or markets go down, for that matter, not all things go up and not all things go down. And you're saying you think that you're seeing that it may get a little selective here in what traditionally kind of been the growth, let it ride, you know, it'll be okay. That's going to lead the way if the market's higher. You're saying may not be the case.
Yeah, I am. And because when you look at the performance of the indexes, like, you know, the S&P 500, it's been led by a handful of technology companies. Okay. So, you know, we was at an economic presentation a few weeks back, and the guy referred to it as the S&P. If you look at the S&P 493, which is take away the seven real, you know, big tech growth companies that are in there, there's some good value underlying in there. But with those other companies being such a strong part of the index, if they start to stumble a little bit, the index could stumble and the passive investor could get hurt. Whereas active investing, active management during that period of time would allow for a rotation, because indexed investing does not allow for a rotation.
Right, right. Yeah. No, and you know what, Doug? Honestly, I feel like this has been going on forever. You know what I'm saying? In that there's always been periods of time that certain areas, I've heard other presentations in my career that, oh, you know, the Dow, but if you back out these three, the Dow wasn't really up for the year, or it was only up this, or it only would have been up 4%, but because of these three stocks, it was up 14% this year, you know. So that's always been out there, and you're right? So that's where the active management comes in, right? And especially now for where we are in this economic environment, right? There's a lot going on. There was inflation. It's getting tamer. There's still some. Interest rates are being cut. We have a whole change of policy for president, right? You know, different party coming in. So it's not like saying, oh, it's going to be more of the same, pretty much. Probably some drastic change in policy. There's a lot to digest, you know, of into investing now, and how do I invest, and where should I be, basically?
Portfolio construction is a pretty important thing right now. And I'm also going to say that product allocation is also a very important thing right now. You know, there's such a vast array of financial vehicles out there in the marketplace, that product diversification is really a very important thing, in my opinion, right now. And, you know, what a lot of people don't also understand, Mike, is you can actively invest passive investments.
Say that again?
You can actively you can actively manage passive investments.
Okay.
So, like, if you look at index funds, they're passive investments, right? So, because you don't do it, they're just a bucket and that's what it is. But where the active management comes into a passive investment is it says, okay, how are you going to weight your investment into that index? How are you going to construct your portfolio? What's your allocation going to be? That's where the active management comes into passive investing. And the two going together can really be beneficial to people when it's done properly.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. So, you know, again, with this whole investment, you know, year end, here we are, middle of November, had a conversation started. You know, there's a lot to digest in the investment world right now. And I think that's going to probably flow through into the new year.
Sure it is.
You know, of rotation and things going on and value versus, you know, growth and all different scenarios. So I think the big thing is, Doug, and it always comes back to this, right? We chat, and it rolls back to, again, the person listening. What do they do? What's their next step? What would you say they should do?
Well, what I should say is the same thing that we say every week is you should pick the phone up and give a call and come on in and sit down and let's review your situation and see where you're at. Let's do a risk analysis of where you're at with your funds, because a lot of you, listen, we've seen it happen. A lot of you out there may have a lot more risk inside of your portfolio than you realize or you're comfortable with, because that's what happens over time when the growth or the most aggressive assets in your portfolio grow the most. They increase the percentage, and therefore that increases the risk profile that you have. And while it's all fun and games when the market's going up, when the market gets challenged, it could be a little bit more painful than what we might be comfortable for you.
Right. So I'm going to say, Doug, so the last 2 years have been tremendous years, very strong years in the market. Let's not fall asleep, right? What do I do next, right? And I think the big thing too, Doug, is there's a whole portion of people out there that are kind of winding it down and getting ready for retirement, and 2025 may be their year they're going to go out, whether it's June, whether it's next December. You know, they're kind of getting to this end of the year now. Okay, one left. Those are the ones, the 401k plans, the retirement plans that you're probably counting on so heavily and so happy and impressed with,
right,
how things have gone the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to make sure that retirement's going to be there or be locked in place or whatever you need to do to provide for whatever you think that money's going to do for you?
Yes, that's of critical importance right now, Mike. And, you know, you're speaking about the people who are planning to retire in 2025, but you're not talking about the people who aren't planning to retire but are going to be forced to retire. Right. You know, we spoke about this, and I'll speak about it again a little further in what have you been up to lately. But I recently had a radio show listener who's been listening for a long time. She told me come in, and unfortunately, she lost her job. And she openly said, you know, I was going to wait and, you know, come in till right before I got ready to retire. And, you know, fortunately, we're going to be able to put some good stuff together for her. But it's caused some stress and anxiety for her, this whole situation, which you can naturally understand. And the stress and anxiety may have been reduced or maybe even eliminated had the planning work and the strategies for retirement been set up in advance. And that's what we're kind of emphasizing to you folks out there right now, is don't wait until a month before you're going to retire, or, you know, wait until you're notified that your job's been eliminated. Let's set up the strategy now so that when either one of those events happen, you're okay.
Yeah. You know, Doug, you should always have a retirement plan, right?
Correct.
I want to start by saying that. And I don't care at what age you are, there should be a retirement plan that you're working towards, right? So maybe you're only 40 years old and, you know, you're stuffing away and you know how much you're putting into your 401k, let's just say. That's a plan,
mm-hmm,
right? You know, and then that money being managed and to hopefully grow to whatever you think about. But if you're retire, if you have a thought in your mind, this is how I want to say it, of I think I'm going out at this age, or I think I'm going to go out in 2 years, or whatever, however you mentally are calculating the finish line for you. If you kind of know or you think where that finish line is, you need to have a plan in your pocket that's ready to roll. That, what I mean, not only if you make it to the wire, but if they come and get you before.
Mike, there's a difference between planning to retire and having a retirement plan.
Right. You know, and that's one of the things I can honestly say, Doug, is that people that we've worked with that have had the retirement plan in their pocket ready to go, whether they got downsized sooner or whether they made it to the finish line, have had the easiest transitions than of all the people that we've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think that's just a fact. It was just a matter of kind of like, okay, flick the switch.
Right. You know what it's like, Mike, and this may be a crazy analogy. Do you know what you're having for dinner tonight?
No.
Okay. I don't either. Okay. Some nights you do, yeah. Right? Some nights you know you're coming, this is what's for dinner. I know I'm going to eat dinner tonight, but I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
I don't know where we're going to end up. I don't know how it's all going, right? And that's okay for dinner, right? That doesn't work for your retirement plan. You know, when you know what you're having for dinner that night and you go home, there it is. You know what you're having. No mystery, no hodgepodge, no luck.
I want to cut you off. I disagree a little bit. I think sometimes not knowing what you're having for dinner.
Shut up.
No, I'm not joking. Kind of creates some stress and some things.
Oh, 100%.
What are we going to do? What do you got in the house? Oh, what do you want to make? Oh, this got to be defrosted. You know, then it sometimes rolls into, what do you want to order? What are we going to order? I don't want, you know, you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying?
I mean, inevitably, yes, you eat. You're not going to starve. I get that.
Right.
But there's anxiety there.
And maybe even a little bit of a fight sometimes because
yeah,
they'll say,
no,
what do you want to have? I don't care. You pick. Okay, no, we're going to do this. No, I don't want that. Well, I thought you said you didn't care.
No, I'm saying you started out by laughing. I mean, you thought I was
right.
making a joke, but
yeah.
but I'm being right. very honest about it.
And exactly. And when you think about things, and the purpose, folks, that we give you those kind of like silly examples, if you will, is because we just want to get your mindset thinking like, yeah, you want to know something? Okay, that's not wrong. And, you know, when that comes to, so that's a stress that, you know, can be, it'll
we've
be taken care of.
We've all been there.
We've all been there, right? That'll be taken care of, you know, pretty quickly and easily.
Right.
Now put the stress on, think about yourself and you don't know where your money's coming from. That's a problem.
Think about you're in that retirement zone, if you will, for lack of better words. And all of a sudden you show up at work and you hear there's going to be cuts at work. There's going to be downsizing, you know, immediately. And you don't know.
Listen, this morning General Motors announced that they're laying off 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Those 1,000 people don't know who they are yet, right?
Yeah,
so if you work for General Motors, you may have a little bit of anxiety this morning.
Mm.
So, that's just where it's at. So, folks, you're always welcome to come in. You have the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us. These are the kind of things that we're going to talk to you about and go over with you. So pick up the phone and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 with offices in Clark, Toms River, Florham Park, Paramus. We've got an office in close proximity to you. We'll also make a house call if that's of interest to you. Whatever, you know, whatever's important to you, we're here to see if we can help you and get you going in the right direction. But we can't call you. You need to call us. 855-262-3722. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike and I come here this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff. And we'll talk to you about financial stuff because we want to help you with all areas of your financial life. And one of the things that you'll notice about the show is if you're a regular listener and if you're new to listening to us, welcome. You're going to notice that we do a lot of coming on here and talking to you about mistakes and problems that we've seen other people make, because we want to help you try to avoid those problems. We don't come on here and tell you about, you know, we got a million opportunities, this is to get rich. No. We believe that if we can avoid pitfalls and potholes, that our chances for success are better, because we feel as though that those pitfalls and those potholes that you may hit produce a lot of stress and anxiety. Right, Mike?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, also, Doug, besides the potholes, the being prepared with some motivating for coming events that we know are coming in your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And isn't that so true about the financial world? There's phases, like, you know, like you always say, the, you know, putting money away, the saving period of your life. And then, you know, eventually, like we just got done talking about retirement and the transition, and are you prepared for that? And then someday, you know, we know inevitably it's going to be the health and long-term care issues followed up by the inevitable for all of us, right? You know, death and the estate and the planning and all that. So, you know, in a lot of ways, we're trying to say, hey, you know, you're at exit marker X on the parkway, and we know in 20 more miles, we know what's coming. Get prepared, get motivated, go out and tackle it. If you're hitting that age where you got to start thinking about long-term care, are you looking into policies? Are you looking into what's healthcare going to cost you? Do you have a will? Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a medical directive? We're always trying to get you to get prepared and get motivated to take that next step.
Yeah. And, you know, do you ever use or are you familiar with 511 on your phone?
No, I don't use it, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So I do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we're traveling and going someplace, if you dial 511 on your phone, it'll give you traffic reports in New Jersey for the major highways. You just say what highway you're traveling on, and it will let you know if there's any incidents in there, right? So I use it because I want to know, is this going to be a problem if I'm going that way? Should I go this way instead, right? Well, the same kind of holds true. We want to be your 511 guys for your retirement planning and for all the areas of your financial life. You know, Mike, you're right. For years, we spoke about the phases of your financial life: maximum wealth accumulation, maximum spendable income, and maximum transfer of wealth. That hasn't changed, right? That's the same for everybody. And we know that what people really want to do is they want to educate their children, they want to retire comfortably, and pay as little in taxation as possible, right? We know that. That's held true for the 30-odd years that we've been in this business. Agreed?
Yeah.
You know? And so there's pitfalls and there's problems that could potentially come your way, and our job is to help you to avoid those. So, or be best prepared for those if they're not avoidable. And one of the pitfalls that people have recently faced, Mike, and I'm kind of anticipating they may be facing again coming up in the not too distant future, is interest rates that are lower than historically normal. Okay? That's it. That's a pothole coming in. When you go into retirement time, you know, back in the day, our grandparents, you know, whatever, they took their money, they put them all in fixed income and rode into the sunset on their dividends and their interest. Those days don't exist right now. And I think, my opinion, is interest rates are going to trend down over the next year or so. And I think that you have a little pothole coming up. Now, my question for you is, are you prepared for the pothole? Have you done anything today to make sure that if that pothole is there, you avoid it or you go over it smoothly?
Well, what's going to be interesting, right, Doug, is that little history on interest rates was interest rates were, I'll call them, for lack of better words, normal to about 07,
yeah,
08. And then we saw them basically get taken down to zero in the interest income world of trying to get some money, bank money, if you will, whatever.
Right.
And it stayed that way to about 2 years ago, 2022.
About that, yep.
Yeah. So it was a good 14, 15 year run of just accepting that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
there isn't any interest income to be made, you know, to speak of. The last 2 years, though, it kind of roared back and people are making money. And you and I were the biggest advocates coming on the show every week, telling people, get down to the bank, make sure that, you know, check those CDs, check those savings accounts, stop with the too much money in the checkbook, not earning you interest. There's real dollars there. We tried to motivate people. So now, being in this environment for 2 years, and we are starting to trend lower again.
Mm-hmm.
And if your assessment is correct of over the next year, year and a half, we go lower. How are people going to react? You know, you kind of had a taste of that success.
I'm going to tell you how they're going to react.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Well.
That's what I got.
I hope it's not. It was fun while. I hope it's not the old. It was fun while it lasted.
Right. And that's what we want to avoid with you guys. You know, that's what we're saying out there, is we don't want you to be the oh, well, you know, it happened. We want you to be in the position of, all right, that happened, but you want to know something? I established, a strategy for myself here where this is not harming me. See, what a lot of people don't understand, Mike, is that when interest rates were down that low, it forced people in many, many circumstances to take more risk with their money than they maybe in some cases knew they had, or in some cases, if they knew they had, it would be comfortable with. And over the last couple of years, it's allowed us as advisors to reduce risk in people's portfolios by using, you know, fixed income instruments that aren't as volatile and be able to get you your income that you're looking for with a lower level of risk. Now, if it rotates back down again, you people may find themselves in a circumstance where they now have to take more risk with their money again. And, you know, things can go sideways when that happens. You know, just you get a bad market, you get a sequence of returns, you get a bad market in the year that you retire and you're not properly established, that can have a devastating long-term impact on your retirement.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And, you know, that's why you and I, we always use the word balance, right? We want you balanced. We want to be advocates of you doing the right thing, putting the prudent steps in place for yourself. You know, yeah, we get it. X amount, you know, in equities and risk or what have you. But then also that fixed income type of money and not trying to play it all in either way doesn't always work. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And yeah, maybe there's periods that it does, but for the long haul, that's not the way. And we're always talking about being, that's why you'll hear us say the word balanced. We want you balanced. We want you, you know, doing the right things. And again, Doug, I can't stress this enough, is that everybody's financial plan is different.
Right.
So you know, you'll hear people speak of, oh, I do this and I do that. But you really don't know how much that money that person has, how much is at risk or not at risk for that matter, how much money is safe or not safe. You know, so again, every person individually probably has a different answer.
Well, so, you know, that's a good point that you brought up, Mike. And I had a meeting. This is kind of, I'm kind of jumping ahead to what have you been up to lately, but it just dovetails into what you just said, is I had a meeting with a client this week and I was discussing some strategies with that client and his wife. And they said, well, my buddy who works with us said you did this for them.
Yeah.
How come you're not doing that for us? And I'm like, well, I'm really not going to get into your buddy's circumstance, you know, with you. That's not appropriate for me to do. But what I want you to know is we make recommendations to people based on their individual circumstances, not on what your buddy's circumstance is. So what may be right for him is not necessarily right for you. And they said, okay, that makes sense. I got it. But the question was there. And the answer was there is that what, you know, it's like the old theme song from Different Strokes. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? you know, Doug, when you think about it, it's funny that people will talk, which they should. It's normal. It's very, you know. But then, and then they'll want to know, why aren't you doing that for me? But then when you tell them the reason why, it's very understandable, but they don't walk it through to that next step in the financial world.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It's people don't realize that their situation is unique to them and not what my buddy at work is doing.
So in this circumstance, you know, and I can say this without getting into detail, one of them has a pension and one of them doesn't.
Yeah.
That's a big, that's a big difference maker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that there, you know, right there by itself is a huge difference maker when it comes down to it. But the, you know, jumping back to the pitfalls and the potholes, Mike, it doesn't just apply to your investments, right? Pitholes and pitfalls and potholes are in all different areas of your financial world and things that you need to pay attention to and look at. You know, taxation, for instance. You know, we talk about taxation all the time. It's overlooked by you. I think most of you are like, you know, whatever about taxation. But listen, one of the things that I'm proud of, and I feel like we do, is we fight for the dollars for our clients, right? I mean, we're in there, we're in the trenches, we're opening the holes for you to run through. You know, we're the guard and the tackle inside of there. You know, I'm the blindside tackle, of course, but the reality of the situation, we're trying to open up the holes for you guys to run through.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Doug. And a lot of times too, when you talk to people about fighting for dollars, and you'll say, well, it's an extra, you know, $130 a month, and people say, you know, what's that? But then when you relate it to, well, that takes care of the water bill.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? Like, then it becomes meaningful,
right?
You know, it's like they kind of have that. Oh, well, that kind of creates like the water bill being paid. It's like free water. You know what I'm saying? By doing something on this side, you know, so it's just weird. But you're right though, Doug. We've always talked about taking care of the dimes and the nickels and doing the right things. And so many times, like if you do the right thing, it all comes together. Don't get hung up into, well, that's $100 or that's not $100.
Right.
Do the right thing for your situation. And at the end, the summation will be the right thing.
I think that one of the problems is, Mike, is that people don't always know what the right thing is, right? That's the issue, right? And what we want to emphasize to you is that, you know, we're here to bring you ideas that may be the right thing for you. Things that you may not have thought about before or things you may not even know about. Because you're not in this business. This is not, you know, what you do. And how many times, Mike, have we had people go, oh, I never knew about that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, a lot. Yeah. One of the things I explained to somebody was about, you know, Medicare and Medicare premium increases based off your tax return. Like, I didn't know that. I'm like, well, they don't run around advertising it for everybody and telling you, you know, watch out how much money falls to your tax return because your Medicare premium might go up. But it is reality. You know, these are the little things that you have to pay attention to. And I saw it again. I just one more, you know, pitfall or pothole, if you will, before we move on. And I know that the regular listener is going to say, oh, there he is, talking about it again. But the beneficiary designations. I met with somebody like 3 weeks ago who had their ex-wife as the beneficiary on their retirement plan. I mean, you know, that's just, it was just record keeping just never took the time to fix it.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, Doug, that's another one when you talk about beneficiaries, people are always get confused. I'm kind of bringing up a new topic here since you brought it up. Is people always get confused. And I had a meeting this week too with somebody, and we were talking about like the will versus what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, I said, listen, I said, this is pretty simple. Like your money has your different accounts have beneficiary designations on them already because one was retirement money. I think there was some payable on debts at the bank, et cetera. So I go, there's not much of a conversation here when it comes to the will.
Right.
It's all already pre-done and pre-assigned and they didn't get that. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't connect the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that a lot. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. And that's just, so, you know, there's a whole bunch of different, you know, pitfalls and potholes that we've spoken about over the years. We just touched on a couple right here on the surface. But, you know, I think that it's worthwhile, you know, to come on in and sit down with us to have a conversation so we can go over your situation and see what potential pitfalls or potholes you may be facing that you're unaware of, or blind spots. We've referred to them very much, very often in the past as well. You know, what kind of financial blind spots do you have in your situation? And it's really something that you should come in and go over with us. I want to remind you that you have the opportunity for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And come on in and sit down with us. We've got an office in Clark, Toms River, Florham Park, Paramus. We'll make a house call if you'd like for us to do. We'll do virtual appointment, whatever's easiest for you. You know, but you have to pick the phone up and call us. We can't call you. The number's 855-262-3722. Anything you want to add, Mike?
I'm good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here. As always, Mike and I are hoping that we're bringing some value to you, making you think about some things, and, you know, hopefully motivating you to, you know, take charge of your financial life here as we roll into the end of the year. And, you know, it's always a concern of ours when you go into the end of the year that people get very, you know, more complacent than even ever. Yet the end of the year, this time of year, is often, the in many circumstances, one of the most important times of the year to sit down and go over things with your, you know, with whoever you're working with.
Yeah. You know, Doug, so, you know, one of your favorite segments of the show, what have you been up to lately?
Yeah, I love it.
And, yeah, okay, kick it off.
So I've been up to a lot here this week, then, you know, a bunch of reviews and stuff. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, which I started, you know, touching on earlier, was this week a longtime listener came in to into the office. And it made me so very, very happy. I just told Mike this during the break. She had the financial organization system. She had the green folder with all the money stuff in it. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, she told me, here's, I've got the financial organization system, had all the things. And man, it made stuff easy because all of a sudden I would say to her, do you have this? And she goes, oh yeah, it's right here in this folder. Do you have that? Oh yeah, it's right here in this folder. It was great.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? It reduces, relieves, whatever word, stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what anybody says. When you don't know where things are, when you're discombobulated, you get anxiety, you get stress hits. And to me, the financial world's stressful enough on its own merit, right? Of all the different things, all the advice that's out there, all the, you know, what do I do, what do I don't do? That's a stress that you really just... Really? You're going to take that on because you don't want to be organized?
Right.
You know, to me, that's like kind of like a no-brainer. We've always said organization's kind of the building blocks to everything up. That's the bottom-up approach,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, yeah, that's great to hear. I know you're excited about it. And, yeah, I got to tell you, Doug, when the long-time listeners do call in,
mm-hmm.
they know their stuff. They've been listening, and
right, they know, right.
They've heard the sermons, if you will, through the years, and you know, and it's great. You know, it's awesome when that happens.
Yeah. So that was very, very beneficial. I'll let everybody know right now that if you'd like our financial organization system sent out to you, it's a file folder system that gets you organized with all your, you know, financial affairs and all that kind of stuff. Pick the phone up and give a call. Say you'd like it sent out to you. We'll be happy to send it out to you. The number is 855-262-3722. I want to get that out to you because I got to tell you, it warmed my heart, Mike, to see that, to see her using that. So go ahead. What have you been up to?
Yeah, no. So I met with a new client this week too, Doug, and her thing was I did these couple investments, you know, a long time ago, and quite frankly, I don't know what they are or who they are or what you know. I get money from this one, and I do this and I do that, but kind of like, forgot the reasons why and the who, and is this proper and what should I be doing, and I need a review. It, you know, it started with, can I come in and bring my stuff and for you to go through everything and kind of see what pieces to this puzzle that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fantastic, because when you think about it, we're not saying everything you ever did was wrong. That's not the message here. But you grow and change over time, and things change in your life. And this was a very long time. This was investments that she was telling me back in 2008 she did them.
Mm-hmm.
15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the process of helping her out and doing some things and looking at some things. But the reason for her coming in was, yeah, I did these things, and I quite frankly don't know what to expect from them.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty logical. Very simple, very logical on the surface, right? Makes sense.
You know, there's a lot of people out there like that, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people. I had an appointment this week with a new potential client who came in, successful entrepreneur, and I've known him socially for several years, and then, you know, he approached me and said, you know, can you go over my circumstance with me? And I was happy to. And I sat down, and it just, you know, there was no overall strategy, no overall plan. And, you know, the same thing over and over, him telling me, he's like, I just don't know if I'm doing the right things or not. And I said, well, the reason you don't know whether you're doing the right things or not is because you don't know what you're looking to accomplish. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, you told me you don't have any strategy or plan in place. Like, you just, like, you've got all these things with no strategy or plan. So that's like, you don't know if you have the right thing. That's like going to the grocery store and randomly buying stuff and saying, well, I don't know if I'm buying the right stuff or not, when you don't have a plan when you're going there.
Well, Doug, if it makes sense to you, and I know it does, is that what happens, though, is people do things at a given time. And it may make all the sense in the world then. But do you believe over time they forget why they did it? And not just that, their lives, financial lives have changed. And because their lives have changed and they're operating underneath a new financial world, they forget, wait, that was part of what I was doing. You know, like, it's like saying, you know, back then, you know,
sure,
like,
sure, that could, just, that could happen.
A disconnect grows.
Well, that could happen. You know, that didn't happen to be the circumstance here, because I started questioning him about some other things, estate planning and, you know, retirement planning and that kind of stuff. And I said, have you ever gone over this with your, you know, with your advisor before? He's like, nope, nope. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's a problem. And, you know, it's just things that just need to be paid attention to. And we want to bring awareness to things. But successful person, a lot of money, right? Yeah. Just no, but stressed out and anxious because no idea, 55 years old, stressed out and anxious because doesn't have a strategy in place, doesn't know if he's doing the right things.
Well, the point that you're making there is that so many people, and many people listen to the show, are very successful.
Right.
And they've done a great job at what they do. But when it comes to the other end of it, the financial world, they'll be the first one to tell you they're not an expert at
mm-hmm.
it. You know, and you know, Doug, we've had people come in through the years, and I remember back, maybe it was 2000-ish, somebody called in, and they worked on Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at the person at first, and when I asked him what to do, I was almost like stunned. You know, like, what? And he openly said to me, I don't know this. I don't know what you know. I know, you know, it's like saying the orthopedic doesn't know the heart.
Right. You know, Mike, you're 100% correct. And as you know, early on in my career, I got embedded into a investment banking firm. And, you know, had a lot of clients out there, a lot of managing directors, a lot of high level, you know, vice presidents that, you know, some of these guys specialize in bond trading, but they don't know anything about financial planning. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and that's very, very common. You know, some people know everything about mergers and acquisitions, how to structure financial, you know, setups like that, but don't know anything about investing money, don't know about estate planning, inheritance planning, you know, any of that stuff.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, let's see. What else have we been up to here lately?
Had a planning case, Doug, sitting down with somebody that's looking to retire halfway through 2025. And it's, you know, where's the income going to come from? It's the age is sub 65 and saying, here's my Social Security numbers. And how does it all play into it? You know, how does it all factor? And it was number crunching. And then it was some, well, you know, but I'm going to keep, even though I'm going to leave that job, I'm still going to go look to do something type of scenario. And that's, boy, that's more and more, right? Since the days of the first show on here, you know, some 30 years ago to now,
right,
is it seemed like years ago, retirement was very final. I'm done. I'm retired. To the couch I go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we see people like wanting to escape the job, but not wanting to escape working.
Right.
You get it? Yeah. And boy, that's almost like another planning tool in itself for us. Okay. And you know, we had a conversation. You're staying under the Social Security max that you can do before you start getting penalized, or if you're going to do it, you might as well blow through it and hold back on a Social Security and let that grow.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So it brings, you know, the interesting thing about retirement planning now is it's the numbers, but it's also, I guess there's another side of the page of like, what are you doing? Is it permanent retirement, or are you going to start a second career and Act Two's coming up? And I'm telling you, I'm finding more and more people want out of Act One and they want to go to Act
you
Two
bet.
Because it's a mental relief for them.
I had a conversation with somebody this past week, Mike, and he goes, friend of ours is a regional director for Lowe's, and when I'm done doing this grind, I'm going to go work at Lowe's, and you know, it's going to be Act Two, a hybrid retirement. Yep. You're going to have some sort of income coming through the door there. We're going to send you some income from your investments, and that's what your hybrid retirement's going to look like.
And it was the other term word that came out was pocket money.
Yeah.
You know, no, I'm going to do something that's my pocket money.
You know, Mike, you ever have, and you know this because we've discussed it, sometimes I feel like for some of our clients, we're one of their children. And what I mean by that is this week, I got a telephone call in from one of my clients. Doug, I think I got to buy a new car. I'm like, okay, well, why do you want to buy a new car? Well, the radio broke in this car, and they told me $2,500 to replace the radio. And I'm like, well, that sounds like an awful lot of money to replace the radio. She's like, well, you know, what are you talking about? I don't know. I said, well, where'd you go? She goes, well, I went to the dealer. I said, okay. There's radio shops around, you know, that do stuff like that for cars. Have you ever considered that? She's like, no. And I go, well, and, you know, I guarantee you, if you buy a used radio for the car, you can take it and put it in and be fine. She goes, used radio, I can't get one of those. And I go, hang on a second. I went right to Google, Googled the car, the make, the brand, and I'm like, oh, yeah, here's one for $149. Here's one. She's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Like, how did you do that? And I'm like, she goes, well, what should I do now? And I said, well, tell your son. You know, I can't do this for you, but I can walk you kind of through it like this. And my point is this. When you're a client of ours, like, this is the kind of stuff that we do. Like, we do all the extra stuff. It's not just about how did my investments perform? You know, is my insurance good or my estate plan proper? It's we're part of your financial team, man. We're here for you.
Yeah, and you know, I always find too, Doug, about life, what's funny is that how many times you go to, you need to do something and you need a professional, plumber, electrician, you know, something in that, a contractor, whatever. And you're like, you know, what am I going to do? Who am I going to use? Da, 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 da. And then, if you just talk to people, I have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Call this person. He's a great painter. He doesn't charge a lot. You know, that type of thing. And you say to yourself, you know, when you talk to people, they have idea. They have good ideas like that. And that's like with us. You know, people call up that's about leasing a car, buying a car. You know, all different questions that you would think that they wouldn't think pertain to us. And yeah, we have a lot of clients, we have a lot of experience, and we're only too glad to share what we know.
Yeah, you know, it really is. Yeah. It's fantastic. And we love the relationships, by the way. You know, we enjoy that, you know, that setup that we have with, you know, with clients and going through the whole process and everything. I had another client who's building a house down in Delaware. I feel like I'm part of their process with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're going through it and they're like, oh yeah, we're picking the kitchen floor now and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's just fun to be part of that, to know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's good. So it's all good, Doug.
Yeah, it really is. Another thing I want to remind people is, Mike, last week, and we got a bunch of people that called in for it, is we've got a great piece here for how lifetime required minimal distributions work. you know, a lot of people are going to have to start to take distributions next year, or they're already taking them this year, and they just don't understand it. This is an easy to understand, easy piece that we can send out to you, because retired minimal distributions are becoming more normal, if you will, because people are getting older and older. A larger segment of the population is now reaching those retirement ages with larger amounts of money than ever before in retirement accounts. So a lot of these required minimal distributions are significant.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And you know, so, you know, give us a call on that. It's an easy to read piece. And Doug, we don't give out things unless it's an easy read piece.
Right.
You know, we're not sending you Gone with the Wind. It's a couple pages, summarized, good knowledge.
It's 2 weeks in a row you pulled Gone with the Wind out.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what people relate to, you know, those big old books. But, you know, they want, you know, yeah. Hey, we're in a world, people want immediate gratification. They can go, you know, they go online, they look things up, Google it, YouTube it, you know, that's the world we live in. And we're just trying to keep pace and saying, here, check this out. It's a couple good pages. You'll get a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, it's a good point, Mike, and we used to speak about it a lot. We haven't really spoken about it much recently, is that the process we go through to determine whether or not we're going to accept pieces into the office to give out to clients and listeners, like they have to contain valuable content, they have to be easily digestible, and it has to be snack size, right? That's what it's got to be. And so when we sift through all this stuff, we've kind of done that, you know, that back work for you guys. And, you know, we find these pieces that we want to give out to you and share with you, informational pieces that you can have it right in front of you. And then you can take notes on it. You can write on it. It's yours, right? We're sending it to you.
Doug, our Social Security piece that we give out every year, mm-hmm. I mean, we've been given that piece, not that piece, but it gets, redone every year and renewed. And we buy it every year to give out and distribute.
Right.
You know, that's been going on forever, because to us, that does it all, right? Social Security is such a big conversation, and we have it boiled down to what's it, 6 pages, 4 pages, whatever, you know, whatever the piece is. And we've been giving that out year after year. And a matter of fact, you're due to walk down to my office any day and say, I'm renewing the Social Security.
Well, just consider that conversation done, okay?
And it's like, I mean, it's almost like he walks away and I say, he's got to ask, you know, I mean, like, what else would we do? You know what I'm saying? But that's what we do here.
Right. And one of the things that I feel as though is important for people to know, especially in this day and age, Mike, is that we mail it to you.
Yeah.
We send it to you. Like, there's so many places out there now. If you want this, enter your name and your email. We'll email it to you. Then you got to go through the process of either reading it on your computer or printing it out yourself. Like, I don't like doing it. So I think there's a lot of other people out there who don't like, you know, doing it. That's why we take these pieces, we drop them in the mail to you. You get the hard copy in your hand. You get to do whatever you want to do with it. If you want an extra copy for somebody else, you let us know. We mail you 2 copies. It's no big deal. But I'm a big fan nowadays of getting the hard copy in the mail, because I hate the digital download on stuff. I don't want to read it on my computer for the most part. You know, I spend enough time on this computer.
Yeah, something to be said about that.
Yep. So I want to also remind people, Mike, about the website. So our website is up. It's been completely revamped. It is, I think it's fantastic. One of the best ones, I believe. I mean, I guess I'm biased, but go take a look at it. Our web address is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. You can go on there and you can get all kinds of calculators, resources. You can link to the radio show from there. You can link to our Spotify account and listen to past shows on there. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, we feel as though, you know, it's a great resource for you out there. So go and take a look at it. And hey, listen, drop us a note and give us feedback on it. I mean, we spent a lot of time working on it and trying to get it to be something that you all find valuable. So, you know, go in there and take a look and drop us feedback and let us know you like this, you don't like this, something you'd like to see us add. We've got our blog on there. There's so many different things on there.
Absolutely.
You know, what else you want to add here? We got about 2 minutes left in the show.
No, just that, you know, Doug, again, you know, how the show started. It's, you know, we're halfway through November. It's, you know, Thanksgiving's less than 2 weeks off. And, you know, take out the weekends, take out the holidays. There's X business days left in the year. You may very well, maybe you have your stuff done. But if you don't, there's things that sometimes need to be done before December 31st. We talked about portfolios, right? What do you own? Why do you own it? What's happening in this current environment? What's going to happen going forward, you know, with everything changing in Washington? You know, these are some of the things just ask yourself, or, you know, Social Security or required minimum distributions. If you need a piece, you know, give us a call. We're here to help. You know, anything else for that matter that may be on your horizon here that you think you need to tackle. But just don't fall asleep at the wheel. We want you to think. We want you to get motivated. We want you to be educated. That's the mission, and I hope we did it again this week.
Yeah, and one thing that, you know, that I want to remind people out there is that we're coming up to the end of the year. So there's, like, there's going to be capital gains that are paid out. There's going to be stuff that you need to pay attention to here and going into the end of the year. And I know it would be cool if the holidays weren't at the end of the year, right? Because then we could get more people to focus on this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the, you know, the major, if Christmas and Hanukkah.
Should have a June 30 year end.
That wouldn't be bad, right?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad. But if we could have an extra month in the year without the distraction of the holidays, if you will, because, I mean, who doesn't love them? I'm distracted by them as well. I'm not criticizing anybody by it, right. But then we could really, you know, get some tax sizzle going on. Cause a lot of people, listen, we just get into this time of year and they punt, but I don't want you to do that. I want to encourage you to carve out an hour of your day to come on in and sit down with us.
Sounds good.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope we made a lot of sense to you. We hope we motivated you. We hope we educated you. And most importantly, we hope that you take advantage of the opportunity to come on in and sit down with us. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.